The Creation Message. It restores lives.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Answers in Genesis Apologetics Ministry. Well, Ken, how is the creation message restoring the lives of people?
Mark, you won't hear much about this from the mainstream media, but the message of creation is helping to rebuild the lives of many ex-prisoners. We frequently get letters from chaplains in prisons who thank us for donating material to their libraries. Well, Mark, here's a portion of one letter from a senior chaplain at a prison in Florida. Quote, "We recently received your valuable donation of materials. Your generosity is a real blessing to the prisoners here who are trying to know and understand their Creator. Only God knows the impact your materials have on the men. But let me share this with you." And he went on to write, "The public is rarely informed of the success stories of ex-prisoners. The press would have us believe there are none, but praise God, this is not the case. Of the inmates who are devoted to God upon their release, only a small percentage of men return to the system as repeat offenders. In fact, the rate of success in devoted followers is well above any other program offered to the inmates during incarceration." End of quote. Wow, the message of creation, it knows no boundaries. Praise God.
Is it possible that God made intelligent creatures that are living elsewhere in our universe? Ken Ham has the answer found on our website, answersradio.com. That's answersradio.com.